Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Heather Bosch, who's in for Colleen O'Brien. The families of victims of the Ethiopian 737 crash have now filed lawsuits against the Boeing company, and they allege basically an unholy conspiracy between Boeing and the FAA that led to this crash. Let's talk with former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Our conversation made possible by Arista Point Employee Benefit Consultants. Now, one thing I want to check about with you first, Rob. My understanding was that there were limits to an airline's liability in the event of a crash on the grounds that everybody aboard could file a lawsuit and you could see an airline bankrupted for one crash. Does that apply in a case like this?
Well, it does in terms of claims against the airline. A little-known feature of the Federal Aviation Act, which governs regulation of airlines in our country, is that an air carrier can file with the Federal Civil Aeronautics Board basically a list of the rules they're going to follow, the terms of service they're going to provide. And that can contain rules and regulations that include a limit to the carrier's liability. So, for example, an air carrier could declare a liability limit of $100,000 or per passenger. So let's say there's an accident and the airline is shown to be negligent. So regardless of the damages the passenger might have incurred, they might have died. The court would limit a recovery to $100,000 if that's what the tariff said. That doesn't apply to manufacturers, so far as I can see, mm-hmm. just to the airlines, which is why it's one of the reasons, of course, that Boeing is being sued, not just the airlines.
Right. So they don't have any such protection, which would mean the sky's the limit. So in this case, we have an allegation from the families that there was essentially a conspiracy between Boeing and the FAA to certify the 737 MAX in a negligent way. So how do you go about proving that, and how vulnerable is Boeing here?
Boeing may have some protection, perhaps because the FAA certified the Boeing 737 MAX. They would have an argument that they are, at least to some extent, immunized from liability by federal approval of this system, which went horribly wrong. It may be that this civil conspiracy claim is being made in order to block or undermine Boeing's defense that it relied on the FAA's certification. The federal government's going to be immunized anyway under federal sovereign immunity from claims in all likelihood. So a civil conspiracy claim, which we see made occasionally by people who are injured by a company that's federally regulated, could be a way to get around a potential Boeing immunity claim.
So it sounds like, since the burden of this is not going to fall on the airline, it's not going to fall on the FAA, this is coming out of Boeing.
Civil conspiracy, though, is not easy to prove. That's a very high bar. It's not impossible, I suppose. In one case I looked at where a group of workers at a nuclear weapons facility in Tennessee sued, they alleged a civil conspiracy between the Atomic Energy Commission and the supplier of beryllium to this facility. Beryllium's, used in the manufacture of nukes. And they had to prove four elements, and three of the four are really hard to prove. One is a common design between the supplier of the beryllium, the private company, and the federal agency, the Atomic Energy Commission. They had to prove a concerted action between the Atomic Energy Commission and the supplier for unlawful purpose. They had to prove an overt act, not just a plan, in furtherance of the conspiracy. Those are all hard things to do in any mm-hmm. case, and represent a pretty high bar to proving civil conspiracy between the FAA and Boeing. The fourth element you have to prove is injury. That obviously is unfortunately proven by the right. fact that a lot of people died when those two planes went down.
Suppose the truth turns out to be that this was simple human error or a confluence of unlikely events. In other words, a roll of the dice, because there were a lot of planes out there that had the exact same software, and that did not crash.
Right.
So is there room for an outcome like that, that these things just yeah. happened and nobody really wanted these planes to crash?
Well, obviously, you don't have to prove that every plane crashed in order to find liability for one plane crashing, thank goodness. One plane or two planes crashing because of human error can result in liability where the human error was the result of negligence, where it could have been reasonably foreseen. So mistakes don't always result in liability, but where the errors were shown to be the product of negligence, then you know, in other words, not being careful enough, yeah, that's typically going to result in a finding of liability. But that's also why these cases typically settle. And you know, although it's not for the purpose of settling a case, Boeing has already announced a $100 million fund for the families of plane crash victims. So if these cases follow the normal course, you know, you would expect to see a settlement so that, you know, the plaintiffs don't have to prove actual negligence in terms of human errors and don't have to prove the conspiracy claims. But at the same time, the defendant, Boeing, doesn't have to prove that it wasn't negligent either. It just settles the case to put it behind it as quickly as it can.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, a conversation brought to you by Arista Point Employee Benefit Consultants. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.